إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. Allah said, the fasad, the trials and tribulations, difficulties, masaib, musibat, diseases, accidents, earthquakes, all kinds of things that happen on the sea and on the land, bima kasabat aydin nas, are the result of the deeds of people, are the result of what the hands of people send forth. Nothing descends from the heaven until something ascends from the earth. When our deeds go up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ahkam come down. The second dalil of this also is, inshallah, when problems happened to the people of Nuh alayhi salam, and they went to him and they said, please make dua for this difficulty, for this calamity to be removed. What did Nuh alayhi salam say? Did he make dua? He told them, you make tawbah. He said, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. He said, you make tawbah to your Rabb, verily he is the one who forgives. وَيُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And he said, your Rabb will then increase your children wealth and give you gardens under which rivers flow. Inshallah, all of this will happen if you make istighfar. So it shows that it is the deeds of people, which our deeds of people is not somebody else, it's our deeds, which bring about good results or bad results, either way. And then if we want bad results to be removed, then we must make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason I'm saying this is because today we seem to live in a world where we have intermixed our good deeds and our evil deeds in such a peculiar way that we do not even make tawbah for the evil. I mean, there is always going to be some mixture of good and evil, because we are not completely good, we are not innocent. We have our, may Allah protect us, but our evil outweighs our good. It's only the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that keeps us going. So there is going to be always some of this, which is that we have our ibadat, for example. We pray 5 times a day, we pray in the masjid and so on, we give sadaqah and we fast Ramadan and we give zakat. All this is good, alhamdulillah. But at the same time, we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many ways. But hopefully, we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ways which we do unknowingly or forgetfully, or we are overcome for the moment, and so forth. We don't deliberately set out to disobey Allah. We don't deliberately do something knowing it to be haram. But what if we are doing that? What if somebody is praying and also giving khairat and sadaqat and also fasting in Ramadan and also making hajj and umrah, but the person does something which deliberately, and does it deliberately, pays for it, knowing that this is something which is prohibited, knowing that it is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram. For example, people who borrow money on interest to build a business or to increase a business or to start a business, Muslims, or they borrow money on interest to build a house, knowing that this is something which not only is haram, but which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to punish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to destroy. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah promised to destroy it. Knowing this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared war on the one who deals with it. And the person is, by his action, the person is accepting this declaration of war by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what can you expect? Now, reason I'm saying is because here is the dalil of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is specifically telling us why difficulties come, and He's telling us also what to do to protect ourselves from those difficulties. Difficulties come because of our actions, and to protect ourselves from those difficulties, make tawbah. A simple formula, very simple formula, provided we do it. But if we don't do it, and on the contrary, we actually take action knowing specifically that this action angers Allah, that this action is a declaration of war against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and still we take this action, because we fall into the trap of shaitan and the agents of shaitan who either tell us that, oh, you see, but there is no other choice. If I don't take a loan, how can I grow my business? Well, growing a business is not the purpose of your existence. If you did not grow the business, Allah is not going to question you in your qabr or on the day of judgment. But if you grow your business in a way which is haram, then definitely there is a question and definitely there is punishment. Illa mashallah. So then what happens? And that is the question. That is the question for us. We must understand that that actions have consequences. That disobedience of Allah has a consequence. And that consequence will become manifest in our own lives in this life as well as when we go before Him on the Day of Judgment. This is how diseases come, this is how accidents come, this is how losses happen, this is how all kinds of calamities descend on us in this dunya. Zahar al-fasadu fil barri wal bahar. Allah is not saying that the fasad is happening in the qabr, no. In this life. And it takes different forms. And that's the reason why it is very important for us to understand and open our eyes and not live in this state of, sort of ghaflat to the extent of being unconscious, and not live in a state as if we have got some special dispensation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you can go and do whatever you like. The law applies to everybody else, does not apply to you. You have been given this freedom, you can do whatever you want. Is this so? Do we have this paper from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if we don't have this paper from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then why are we doing this? Why are we deliberately indulging in haram, knowing it is haram? Why are we following and believing the agents of shaitan who tell us all kinds of things that suit us? Because there are people who come in the guise of good people and who give you evil advice. And it's up to you. You want to believe the evil advice, it's your life, it's your fate. But if you don't want to believe the evil advice, then believe the advice of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believe the advice of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is nothing which is superior to that. Asdaqul hadithi kitab Allah. Wa khairul hadi hadi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best of the most truthful of speech is the speech of Allah. And the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So why do we need the guidance of whoever comes when we have these two things with us? And that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hold on to the kitab of Allah and hold on to my sunnah and you will not go astray. So if somebody tells us something which is in line with these two things, alhamdulillah, we accept. But if someone tells us something which is against these two things, and he says, no, but this is my interpretation, who are you? You are not the Nabi of Allah. We only know one Nabi, which is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't know any other Nabi after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you come and say, I understand this, maybe you understand, who cares? You can understand whatever you want. We don't follow you. We follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said that the one who takes, who borrows on interest, the one who lends on interest, and the one who is even a witness to that transaction, all three are cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the three have taken this declaration of war by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have accepted this declaration of war, which means that they have declared themselves to be the enemies of Allah. Please understand this. I didn't invent this. This is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stand and look in the mirror and ask yourself, am I doing this? And if I am actually doing this, then where is my iman? Then do I expect to die with the kalima on my tongue? It doesn't matter how many hajj and umrah and whatnot you do, because if you are accepting the enmity of Allah, then makes no difference. What you can do as many things as you want, it all goes to zero. Because which enemy of Allah is going to get Jannah? Huh? Is Jannah for the enemies of Allah? No. So, stop fooling yourself. If you want to deliberately disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, then there is only one ending for that. And the problem with believing all these agents of shaitan who come in different forms is that they will, believing in them means that you will not even make tawbah. Because you believe you are doing right. You believe that there is some kind of loophole that you have found. There is no loophole. The kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are clear. And the protection of Allah is only for those who follow those ahkam, not for those who try to circumvent those ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open this reality and truth in our minds and our hearts, that obeying Allah gives benefit and disobeying Allah causes harm. That obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is good for us and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is harmful for us. Actually, physically harmful. The strange thing is that we don't understand this, and tomorrow maybe I will elaborate that, I don't want to make this too long, that there is a physical action which in itself may seem to be beneficial and pleasurable, but it has evil consequences. And the same thing applies in our lives. And inshallah, we'll talk about that more tomorrow. But for today, I remind myself and you, let us stop fooling ourselves. And let us understand that our actions have consequences in this life and in the next. Obedience has a good consequence, disobedience has an evil consequence. We all disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one form or other, so let us make tawbah immediately as we sit and listen right now and make the niyyah never to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deliberately. And those of us who have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not go to bed tonight unless you make tawbah and unless you reverse that decision, whatever it costs. Whatever it costs. That cost is less than being the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you borrowed money on interest and you die with that, and you might die today. If you borrowed on interest and if you die with that, without making tawbah, then may Allah protect you. Because nothing else is there. You have declared war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you are dying as an enemy of Allah. The minimum is make tawbah. And make the niyyah to repay that debt. And make every effort to start doing that immediately. Then inshallah we have the faith in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that even if you die still with that burden, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah will forgive you because you made the niyyah to remove that and you made the niyyah to repay that and you made the niyyah not to go back into that again. But if you don't do that, if you borrowed, knowingly obviously if you are a Muslim you know it is haram. These are things today which even the non-Muslims know. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to the effect of our deeds and to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and save us from that which is not pleasing to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.